The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. If you're brand new, I want to welcome you to our listening family and our viewer family. So, you know, we're still getting used to that, but we're having so much fun. Every week, I try to find something to make it better. So I love when I get the feedback from you. So if you want to give me feedback on what you want to see on the show, what you want to learn about in metaphysical topics, we are a metaphysical show. We're about positive change. And that's what I'm here to do. So it's not a channel for anything other than that, my show. So today, I thought, you know, with everything going on, and it actually not my thinking, it comes in like that with my intuition sometimes, but Archangel Ariel is an angel that is fantastic to work with when you need some courage. Just step up to the plate to keep going when you feel like you're losing all your hope, or you're just getting discouraged, or you're really scared to try something new. Fantastic angel for that. And I want to introduce you to Ariel if you're not familiar with this archangel. So the show today is about courage. It's about working with Archangel Ariel for that. And really, sounds like a feminine name, so I'll use the she. Angels do not have a gender, just so you know. But, you know, they work with anybody that asks. And they're there from the divine, an aspect of the divine that can help us when we need a little pick-me-up. And I'm telling you, they never fail to come through. I absolutely love working with them. And you'll see that I refer to them a lot because I work with them every day, every single day. And I have days where I get discouraged or I get tired. Or I feel defeated. They always pick me up. They say they brush me off, so to speak, and they put me right back out there and they said, go try again. And what I find unique is the energy behind what I'm talking about. They give you this energy that you're going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Just keep trying. You will figure it out. And they also give you this encouragement to defend yourself. Not be afraid to defend yourself. You know, we have a lot of crazy emotions going on out there. I mean, it's flying all over the chart. You know, people are sensitive and the highly sensitive, and you're seeing all these outbursts, and I want to explain it from a metaphysical point of view. Okay, take it or leave it. If this isn't for you, keep going, move on. This is for people that are looking for the metaphysics or the energy behind what I'm talking about. That's what I do. And when your heart is opening up and you're not used to that because the world is spiritually moving, okay? And some people are resisting it. Some people don't want to go there. They don't want to feel anything. They want to avoid that. But feeling, if you're not used to feeling things, and you're starting to find that you're getting more upset about things that you read about in the news, or you're getting more upset about something, you're waking up, believe it or not. You're waking up. You're waking up, and you need to feel to wake up. I mean, if it's closed off, you can't allow love in either. You'll hear me repeat this off and on through different shows because it's one of the biggest catalysts that's happening right now. What do we do if we don't really want to feel, but we're feeling it anyway? And I recommend that you learn as much as you possibly can about where you want to be on a soul level, on your spirit, in your spirit. What is really right for you, what is not. And you know, it's a catalyst to change when we feel and care. I mean, that makes things change, right? It makes things change. Ariel's here to give you the courage for what you feel led to do. And in the name of healing and positive change for the world, not in any other way, so don't twist my words. Yeah, I know. I have to put that out there because it just happens. But I'm saying positive change, healing, bringing the love into the world. You have to have an open heart. And yes, you're going to see some people that aren't. They're a little clumsy with that open heart. They're bouncing all over the place from being very overreactive to trying to shut it back down, and it won't shut back down. I don't want you to be afraid of that. I'm talking about this because I'm seeing a lot of it. I'm seeing a lot of it in clients. I'm seeing it out there in everyday life. I'm seeing people that just, I don't understand why. Why can't it stay the same? It's not natural for energy to stay the same. It's not natural for us to just stay stagnant and not move forward. Energy will always find progression and new things and grow. Creativity is off the chart. I'm seeing some incredible innovative things out there with the inventors and the artistry type people. I mean, wow, I'm impressed. I'm impressed with some of the things they're coming up with. We're going to see a big creative streak as well with lots and lots of things that are happening. We're going to see, I'm looking at my notes here. I got all kinds of notes that I want to share with you today. They are taking everything and waking up with this energy that you're going to feel a lot more right-brained passion with the heart. Guys, embrace it. It's the other half of you. It's the other half of you. You can do this with your logic. You can gently move into this transition. If you apply with intention to change positively, it will be gentle. It will. You will see that, wow, life is still happening around me, but I'm handling it so much better. I'm handling it so much better. You're talking to somebody that came from School of Hard Knocks, no joke, with a stubborn streak. Yeah. And I had to really learn this. I had to learn what to release. I had to learn how to let it go. I have to let the people that I cannot help move on. They need to move on. I'm not here to help everybody. I'm here to put out the truth that I receive and give it to you, and then take it or leave it. I can't do it for you, but I can give you what I'm receiving. I can give you what works for me, what has changed my life, what has strengthened me in dark times. And if that works for you, great. If it doesn't, it might be something else. If you feel like you're trying to control and you're in a position of being a light worker or a teacher, you know, it's tempting. You want to see so many people be happy. Can't make them be happy. You can't make them. I can certainly put it out there. And I've been doing the radio for 6 years. A lot goes into doing that. A lot of time, a lot of funding, and the network funding. I mean, you wouldn't believe how much goes into that between everybody that's involved with the station. We're doing that and we're giving you that. And I want to say that's my passion. That's how I return and give back. Yes, I am a teacher and I charge for classes and private sessions because I have to fund, I have to make a living too. And in order for me to provide full time for you, and I'm talking to people out there that are struggling with feeling like they can't do that. They feel bad. Guilt's not going to get you anywhere right now. It's just not. Guilt isn't the way to go. And in order for me to provide this and spend my full working hours doing this, yeah, it's gotta come in a give and receive. So the show is very much what we put together and give you. And that's what that is. But, you know, it took a lot of courage to do everything that I'm doing right now, a lot. And then sometimes you feel like, oh, I don't know. And to be real and be me. And with what I do as an intuitive, as a spiritual teacher, I got to do it the way that's right for me. And I'm sharing this because I want to inspire you to do that for you. I want you to find what works for you, not what works for somebody else. There's a lot of teachers like this, like me, that are out there doing it, and they're doing fantastic work. And then there's some that are struggling because they're trying to do it the same way somebody else does, and they're feeling disheartened like they're not supposed to. I'm telling you, try different ways. Try in whatever you're doing. We're going to go to break here in just one sec. You know, try what works. Try what doesn't. Keep moving, but keep trying. We're working with Archangel Ariel today on the show, and this is about the courage to defend your beliefs, to defend your passions, to be real and not be afraid of that. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Our topic today is working with Archangel Ariel, and she is the angel of courage. When you need courage for whatever you're doing, that's the go-to angel. Love this one, especially when you're working on a new path in life. Think about that. Maybe you're trying to take the next step, be brave enough to sign up for a new, go back to school, go into that dream, you know, career you want, or move, or change, you know, no matter what it is, relationships. Maybe you need to speak up for yourself in a relationship. Wow. Yeah. Courage, if you think about it, is in a lot of areas of life, right? A lot. Now, Archangel Ariel, she came through with defending yourself. And it, you know, like I said, it's trickling into every part of life. And your creative style is very important, that you don't want to squash it down. You don't want to hide it. You don't want to be afraid to be the real you. And it is a very big one right now. It's what I'm trying to say is so big. Bear with me. I wrote a whole lot of notes after I meditated with Archangel Ariel because I was like, what do you want me to say? And it was this plethora of information. Well, first of all, the one first thing that came out, and a couple of other angels came in with this, and I thought it was interesting when I did this reading for this show, but the first one that came in was, you need to just breathe. You need to calm down and breathe. And I'm like, okay, Archangel Raphael, you know, that one comes in and says, you know, can you just take a deep breath when you're starting to get in over your head or anxiety's kicking in? Because once you get to that point, you start rambling with whatever brand new you're doing. Maybe you're going on a brand new, I feel like some of the people listening, I hear that out there, that some of the people listening today have a job interview coming up. They're nervous. They've been on a lot of job interviews. You know what? You want to breathe. You want to take some slow, deep breaths in. That will trigger you back into a consciousness and your feet on the ground so you can think straight. And then Ariel comes in and says, hey, don't be afraid. You've got this. Don't be afraid that, and you know, don't go focusing on everything's going to be a mess. Well, maybe it was that way in the past, but you keep going until you find what works and succeeds for you. Absolutely. So that was in particular interesting that that came through. There's some people out there got some big interviews coming up and they're really nervous. So that's for you. But also hearing relationships. I'm hearing, okay. Relationships. There's a way, and they want me to bring this up. It's interesting. There's a way to, heck, oh, wow, they're really talking. Hang on. There's a way to communicate your truth without it being, you've waited till you're so upset you can't see straight. You've waited and held it in so long that now it explodes out on somebody very aggressively. There's ways to communicate with someone when you need to speak up about something in a gentle way. That's going to be something that a lot of you are going to be practicing. Yeah, if you're new to this and you don't, I don't know how to speak up. You don't want to roll over and be, you know, non-assertive. You just want to be in a positive, assertive way. It's positive and assertive and honest. And like, hey, you know, this would be, well, that was interesting. They just flashed at me. Did you guys see that? Okay. that's a first. I was not expecting that. You know, if you're watching this, you'll see what I'm talking about. If you're listening, you can go back and check out the video. That was very interesting. So that distracted me. Wow. Anyway, you're looking to communicate in a positive way. So you want to take those deep breaths before you respond to something. Take the deep breaths before you respond. That kind of gets you back in control, okay? When we start freaking out because we feel like we can't say anything to somebody, and if you're in an abusive situation, I totally hear you. I know that, you know, there's an art form to that, yeah? There's an art form to, okay, I don't want to trigger that. Let Archangel Ariel help you. Let Michael protect you, Archangel Michael. And, you know, let them help you and find a way to help you. They will. They have me. And, you know, of course we're going to go through things like that. I don't want to be afraid to live my life. I don't want anybody to feel like that. And they don't either. You didn't come here to do that. Now, this world is a crazy one. And we're here to learn things. Absolutely. But I'm also wanting to put out some positive. We got plenty of negative out there. That's not what I'm here to do. I want to give you some positive. I want to give you some encouragement. And I want you to know that we have an incredible divine team that really wants to help you. And that's what I'm here to tell you. I don't want you to be afraid. And then you close off your gifts and you're not sharing what you came here to do. Oh, that breaks my heart. It does. I don't want to see that happen to anybody. You don't want to do that. And, you know, breathing will bring you back into a, okay, I'm here. I'm not trying to escape. I'm not shutting down. It brings you into a consciousness. So that's fantastic advice from Archangel Raphael. So thank you for that. He's great to work with when you're healing and you, really the healing angel. But it's very gentle healing, very gentle nudges. This is a gentle nudge. Breathe. Just breathe. It doesn't cost you one dime to breathe. And breathe slowly. And I'm gonna tell you right now, what I find is people, they want change. And this is common right now. Everybody wants change. But then when it comes time to them being proactive about it and they've got to do something, okay, maybe not. Yeah, it's too much. Nobody can change for you. You can learn from people. You can learn what to do. But change happens when you become proactive and you start doing something about it. I'm going to be honest with you. People don't like that when they hear that, but it's the truth. I'm here to give you the truth. I'm here to help you with positive change. And also to show you that you're stronger than you think. beliefs, if you're thinking negative of yourself, you're beating yourself down, you're going to discourage yourself. And nobody's doing that. And we, you know, instead of all that focus on what somebody did, and I know that some of you have been through some tough things where people have been very negative or you've been attacked in some areas, I don't want to give that any energy. I don't. I want to give that other side where there's a beautiful light inside of you energy. I want to give that energy to shine, to thrive, and to strengthen that side of you. That side doesn't need to hide. Because when you shine your light, guess what? It lights up a room, right? It lights up a room. There is no darkness when you shine your light. And it exposes everything to be for what it is. You know, remember when we were kids, you know, and you're scared at night, you know, the boogie guy under the bed, scary stuff in the closet. As soon as a light goes on, totally different. And that's the analogy that I'm talking about with this. All you have to do is shine your light. How do you shine your light? You need to be real. You need to be your truth. When you do that, you're going to be happier and you're going to feel lighter. And that is a spiritual freedom. Nobody can take spiritual freedom from you. Nobody. Nobody can take something that's from spirit from you. Nobody. Nobody. And that's from within you. And so right now in this next 6 months for this year, we've been going through a whole year of spiritual turning inward. It's a spiritual growth year. So it's taking us through some interesting stuff. No kidding. And it's going to continue. Yeah, the world is going to be the world. I'm not saying it won't be. But you can be completely strengthened. You can go inside. You can find that strength from within. You can keep persevering. You can be part of a new, better, a better earth, a better world. And, you know, it's not going to happen unless we start doing that. I mean, we all individually have to do that. And what a beautiful light that will shine so bright when everybody starts to shine their own. It's like all those little candles you see with millions of people, you know, but this is even brighter than that. I love that when I think of that. So Archangel Ariel is here, and I'm getting, you know, it's been kind of interesting today. They're talking, they're communicating at the same time I'm trying to talk to you, so bear with me when it looks like I'm like, what? And I'm just here to share what they want me to give you. I don't know what this is. It's not scripted. They said, okay, when we go live, we're going to do it. Live is live. You talking about scary. I had to get the nerve up to do that. None of this is perfect, but it's real. And I'm right here with you right now if you're watching or listening live. So with that, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're powering on with Archangel Ariel and the courage to defend your beliefs and to defend who you really are. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
We're back live. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about courage. How do we find courage when we need it? What do we do? You know, I mean, what are we supposed to do when we need courage? Well, what we want to talk about right now is Archangel Raphael came in with breathing. So why would you slow down your breathing as well? Not just to calm your anxieties down. This is when you're trying to get the courage up, okay? And Ariel is all about the courage, but we've got to get past some things sometimes when we're scared to death, right? Well, we're also releasing negative patterns when you breathe and release out. So when you're doing this, here's the way to do it. Put your mindset on, okay, I'm going to slow down my breathing. I'm going to calm myself down. And when you take in breath, know that you're taking in that courage and that love energy that has no fear. And then when you're releasing all those negative, scary thoughts, that self-sabotage, any of that. This is an incredible, very simple meditation that you can do when you need to get your feet back on the ground and bring in the courage. And you can ask Ariel to do that. Just so you know, it's like, I'm going to breathe in the love, and it's going to force out all of the lower frequency that's not helping me. I mean, do you really feel that great when you're trying to do it without any of that? Is it helping you? Probably not. So why not do something that can give you that strength, calm you down, and then, wow, you know what? You're going to just walk through that brand new experience. Amazing. Here's the best part. And this one, hello, attention perfectionist. Yeah, I know. I've had to do this one too. You want to not go into anything brand new feeling like it has to be perfect, because you'll just talk yourself out of even trying every single time. Ariel says, no. If you are one of the perfectionists, let me help you. Let me help you. Call on me when you feel like you are just holding yourself back because you're still tweaking and tweaking and tweaking, and now you're not getting anywhere because you're still tweaking. Okay? Yes, you do the best you can. And you will probably go out if it's something big. I mean, heck yeah, when we started doing the video stream here, we are still finding things we can do better. Every week we're finding things we can do better. But I didn't want to hold it up any longer. We needed to just start doing this, you know, because I want you to get to know who I am and how I can help you. I want you to see who I am. I want you to know me. That's it. So you understand that I'm here and what I'm here and what I'm about. So yeah, that was a big one. But you can do this if it's something big, really, you know, the new direction, like changing and stuff. I've seen people do this where they want to plant a garden. They want to plant an organic garden, and they're so scared they don't know how to do it, they won't even plant a garden. It's like, yeah, but you know, the universe is very loving when we're showing intention to improve our lives. It's also very, you know, it's really a beautiful thing. You're probably going to stumble and try something several times before you get it just right, the way that works for you. How are you going to ever know what works for you if you don't try something new? If you are in a state where you're just not happy, you know there's more to life and you really want that happiness, but are you doing everything that you can and being proactive and trying different things? I know people that have been trying things for 10, 15 years and then they finally found it. And they said, you know what? Every one of them say that I have spoken to. They say, it took me a while, but it was still worth it because I am happy. And not every day is perfect, but I'm still happy. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter because I love it. And then they start to really embrace trying new things. That's what successful people do, and that's how they make it. And that's how you can do it with whatever it is you're trying to do. So Ariel is all about the courage for you to do what you want to do. Right? And defending your beliefs. I mean, there isn't one belief out there in the whole world. It's not like one group has the corner market on this, okay? we are individual people, we're individual cultures, we're individual countries. And I really see a world one day where everybody accepts that, okay? We're not quite there yet, but I believe in it, and I know a lot of people are starting to move into that, and that starts with hearts opening up, and we start feeling, like I was talking about at the beginning, you have to feel to let love in. It has to be open to let love in. It will let in the stuff that you don't think you can handle either, but you're going to find that now's the opportunity to learn how to work through that a different way, a way that you had no idea you could do, a way that, wow, I didn't know I had that in me. I didn't think I could ever do that. That's big. That's big on whatever scale it is. And there's all kinds of stuff going on. But courage to actually get to know yourself is a big one this year. Oh my, is that a big one? Wow. That's a big one. Now, Ariel also brought in, and I love this one, this is about your prosperity, okay? This is about your material needs are provided. That's right. And it's if you follow what's right for you, if you manifest your dreams, if you believe in yourself, if you defend and you go with what your dreams are, the universe really will try to find a way for you to incorporate all of those things into what you do. You'll see most of us, everybody's done it. I've done it too. And boy, you know, when you find a passion you really want to do, you know, you might be doing a little bit of both. You're doing the old job. You're doing the new job that you really want to do. And you kind of gradually go there or do one part-time. The thing is, what you want to do is enjoy it at the beginning. And a lot of people are trying to make it all about the money. You know, you make it about the money, you make it about the money. And here's the thing that I want to suggest to you. If you are really in a job and you want to move into something that you really want to do, whether it's being an artist or, you know, whatever it is you want to do, maybe you work, you know, finance and you don't want to do that anymore. Maybe you just want to go retail or you want to work in a garden shop. It doesn't matter. What you love, you will never run out of energy to do. You will always have something that will pull up from out of nowhere and give you energy to do it. Yes, that's true. Absolutely. I want to say that to you. So you've got a job paying bills right now, but you want a job that you're doing what you love and it's paying your bills, right? You gotta start seeing yourself in that and believing that that's possible for you. And then you can go there. How awesome is that? And then some people, they just want to do what they love and they're not worried about all that. You know, they just, and I suggest if you've got money paying bills, I suggest you learn and at least allow yourself to be immersed in the thing that you love to do on a daily basis. Just enjoy it. Look at it as how you like to spend your free time at first, because then it's not about the money. It will help you practice it not being about the money, because the money follows if you're doing what you love. It's not the other way around with the law of attraction, and that's the trickiest one. So I suggest don't think of it as the job at first. Do that. And Ariel really was pointing that out, you know, like, if you do it in a half step like that, it will start to absorb better. Then you'll be loving what you do. You'll be happier because you're doing that. And then guess what will happen without you even realizing? It will start to manifest opportunities for you. Sometimes this is very quick. Sometimes this can take a few years. But don't put a timetable on it. Just forget about all that and put yourself in what you love. I love creating. I absolutely love creating. I love painting. I love learning all about how to do the video thing. I mean, that's all a creative art. Trust me, it is. Wow. I've taught myself all kinds of technology so I could do a lot of things. I know. Sometimes I go, how did I do all that? I got IT family and they're like, how did you learn how to do that? Well, because I applied myself and I love it. And I really wanted to bring this to you. I wanted to do this. This was my passion. So every time I'm doing this every week, you're getting more of who I am and how much I love you guys and why I do this. So we are going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep going with Archangel Ariel and the courage to set yourself free, the courage to be you, the courage to defend yourself. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, we're in the last segment. We've been talking about finding our courage in life with Archangel Ariel. And what a great angel to work with when you need the courage to do whatever it is you're looking to have courage to do. I mean, really. And to wrap this up, I have this amazing quote that I just love. And it says, courage is resistance to fear. Courage is resistance to fear. And it's mastery of fear. It's not the absence of it. And that was a quote from Mark Twain. So it doesn't mean you won't feel it. Courage helps you walk through it. It's walking through the facing it. So courage means, you know, yes, you'll feel the fear, but you will be able to handle it. You will be able to walk right through it. You will master it. And courage is a powerful, powerful, you want that, let me just say. It's a quality that you want because life is life. And we all could use, you know, courage at some time in our life, whether, you know, no matter what's going on. It could be big or little, but some of us are just changing, you know, where our direction. Some of us are going through something really rough and tragic. Some of us are going through loss and grief. And we need courage in a lot of those areas. We're going through relationship changes, job changes, relocating, losing friends, making new friends, trying something brand new that we want to do, but we're scared we're going to mess it up. We need courage to do it anyway. Of course you're going to be nervous. Of course you're going to be a little, ugh. That means you're alive and you're breathing and you're full of energy and excitement. Don't squash it down. Let it out. And Archangel Ariel is a great one to work with if you're really struggling with that. And I like working with, you know, Michael to help me keep clear and protection of negative, whatever feels like it comes and creeps up. I always work with Archangel Michael every day, and I recommend it if this is a big one for you. I mean, why not? You know, it's a great angel to work with. Michael is great for that. It's, you know, protecting, clearing lower negative energy that's just draining you away. Or maybe you were in a situation and, oh, you really felt it. So now you're like, oh, I'm just feeling that whole thing. You know, that's possible. So, I mean, you're looking to just not be afraid to try something new. Ariel will help you with the courage. Michael gets some of that debris of fear and self-doubt and self-sabotage. And, you know, don't put yourself down. If no matter what somebody else may say to you or think you should or shouldn't do, you're who you believe you are, not who they think you are, because that's their issue to deal with. They need to get proactive on their own journey. If you put all your focus on your own journey versus what everybody else is doing, you're going to find that you're going to be much more productive and a lot less will get in your way. And that's probably one of the most powerful things that I learned the hard way. No kidding. School of Hard Knocks, no kidding. But you know what? Once I got it, I was like, it was so easy. Why didn't I see that? Why didn't I do that? Why didn't I stand up for myself and find a way I could still be polite and pleasant, but be honest? Okay. You know, a good way to practice this in a very easy way is when you're having, say you're having dinner at a friend's house, or you're going out with friends or family. Oh, family's probably even harder, but you know, it just depends on the way your dynamics are there. But say, you know, they all want to eat steak and you don't. Don't be hesitant to speak up and say, well, you know, I don't eat meat, or maybe you just don't like it, or maybe you do want to eat meat and they don't. You know, don't make yourself be but so complacent. I mean, don't pretend that you like something that you don't. Practice in little gentle areas like that, and you will find that you're going to eventually evolve and go stronger. Like, that one's so bad. And actually, people, at first they might be surprised if they're not used to who you really are and you're starting to show who you are. Instead of letting that all pile up and complaining and stressing, like, oh, every time I go over there, I have to eat all that stuff that I don't eat. Don't do that. Don't do that anymore. Oh, don't do that. Just be honest. I started having to do that too, and I started bringing what would work for me. I didn't want somebody else to be put out, especially if I was a guest. That's like, well, that's okay. I've got some stuff I can accommodate. Not a problem. At first, some people had some trouble with it, and some people didn't. Some people were great. But guess what? Eventually, there was an appreciation for, oh, at least I know where she's really coming from. I can trust her because she's being real. She's being honest. Instead of pretending to like something that she doesn't. That's a great way to practice this. And like I said, you can find this in so many different areas of life that you're going, wow, I didn't think about that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, how many? And you don't have to be rude. You don't have to be rude. You're just going to be pleasant. You're going to find that you're going to be a lot less drained. It's going to be a lot less stressful for you. You can still enjoy and be unique. And guess what? The ones that can't handle that change in you, do you really want that in your life? Because it does make some fall away, but if you're afraid of that, that would be the next step with courage. So courage, we need courage on a daily basis if you really look at your life and what you avoid, what you won't do, what you won't speak up for. And then look at the end of the day, what are you complaining about? What are you frustrated about that happened that day with someone else? How drained, how exhausted are you? Where did all the energy go? Did you spend all of your energy that day making sure somebody else was appeased and then you didn't have anything left for yourself? You can do this, and actually people will appreciate and respect you more. People want to know, you know, they may not understand that at the beginning, but people want to know who you really are. People want to know each other. We want to know the real deal. If they don't want to know the real deal and you really want to move into that, now this is something that you have to choose that you want to do. And if you're not ready to do that, you can keep it all the same way. You can do exactly what you're doing. But if you are really feeling that call and you want to change, they are going to be surprised if they've never known who you are. They're going to be surprised a little bit. It will also align you with what resonates and is better frequency for you. Friendships, experiences, situations, all kinds of stuff like that. Opportunities, doing what you really love, right? All of those things will come into play. But you have to be your truth. You have to be real. And I know that a lot of you are not, because courage is lacking. Courage to be real, because I don't want to go through what they're gonna, how they're gonna react. I understand this is gonna be a work in progress for you. I understand that, and you can work through that gently. I've seen a lot of transformation with people. Just they went from I don't think I can do this to holy cow, look at what I'm doing now, and they just started small and kept going from there. So I hope you've enjoyed this topic. I hope it inspires you. If you just caught the last tail end of this, please go grab the archive. It's right there for you. And thank you for listening to The Jen Royster Show. We are on every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. You can learn more about the video streaming at my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We live stream with WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island, and also transformationtalkradio.com. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.